Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, March 17th edition of Byers & Company. Dave Wendt will be joining us from the trustees of Forsyth. We'll find out how they're dealing with all of this. Plus, we'll have a former Marine on telling you how you can stay tough mentally throughout all this ordeal. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are all in this together. Nick, I would suggest I have an idea for something that we ought to do every day.
That works for me. I'm looking for something to do every day.
No, I meant like every day in the show.
Yeah, I know.
People out there have someone in their lives that's like going above and beyond and making a difference for them.
Yeah.
We should recognize one of those people every day.
Sure.
So I'm going to throw this out there. My email address is byers@wsoyam.com. You got a grandkid, somebody you work with, a neighbor, whatever it might be, that's really going out of their way to kind of like not only have to worry about their life and their family, but doing stuff for other people.
Right.
Send us an email. Give us that person's name, and we're going to give them some like public love for being good people. Kind of like everyday hero kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I love it.
Maybe a business.
Yeah.
It could be volunteer. Right?
Yeah.
We have more than one. We'll do more than one. Right now, we ought to be singling out good behavior, recognizing it, and encouraging other people to do the same.
Yeah, there's so much knuckleheadery that I'd rather not hear about it.
I would, too. So let's focus on the people who are doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. So if you've got somebody you'd like to publicly thank, a little attaboy, a little pat on the back, and also as an example to encourage others to do
more of that,
give us an email, byers@wsoyam.com. You can always call Nick at 875-1340. Dave Wendt joins us via the phone lines here today, which we're going to be doing a lot more of over the next couple of weeks. He is a Forsyth Village trustee. Dave, what's the overall mood of Forsyth from your fellow trustees, just the general public, as we move through this new every day?
Well, morning. It's a little bit different. We've been emailing and phone calls back and forth as far as what our next steps are. I think we published a kind of update on what we're doing right now yesterday, and we'll see how we progress going forward. We had already last week, due to some planned absences, had canceled our meeting that was going to take place Monday last night. We didn't have anything pressing on the agenda at that time, and so we decided to cancel that. And maybe it looks like we were ESP or something as far as canceling that ahead of time as far as public gatherings. So I know since then the governor suspended the Open Meetings Act as far as requiring in-person attendance. So we'll probably move forward with some type of electronic meeting. But David Stroll, our village administrator, he's our expert on that stuff. So he's going to help organize us and keep us doing what we need to do to stay safe, but keep the important stuff being done that we need to do.
All right. So for now, all of your events, I know there were some things at the library, all of that stuff has been postponed. What about like the library, the city hall? I mean, what's in place now for the buildings that you operate?
Well, the village hall and the public works are open and operating, but we would strongly encourage people to not drop in to see Kim or David or Rhonda or anybody unless absolutely necessary. Your utility bills, you can still mail them in, pay them online, or we have a drop box on the outside of the building on the north wall where you can pay your utility bills. The library, and they're manning the phone, so if you have any questions about what's going on, what's happening, please feel free to call the village hall, 877-9445. The library is going to be closed this week as just a precaution as far as we figure out what's going on and what's safe and what's not safe, trying to figure that out. But the library employees will be there to answer any questions. The drop box out front for returning books and materials is still will be tended and will be available. The programs are scheduled through the end of the month, will be postponed until later dates. But the library does have a lot of online resources that you can access as long as you have a Forsyth library card for our library. I know other libraries have online resources that are available too. So, but because of some of the software license requirements, that's why it has to be a Forsyth library card to go through Forsyth library to access those online materials.
Okay. And then what about schools being out? I know that you mentioned McAllister's Deli had stepped up, you know, as far as providing food for kids. You know, talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. If I can be maybe one of the first people on your kudos list that you just talked about, I actually went through McAllister's drive-thru last night to pick up some dinner for my wife and my daughter who's home from a zoo, and talked to Jenny, the manager there, and she said they served 157 kids yesterday as far as their free lunch program. So just want to do a shout-out to McAllister's for that. The school district is this week they're treating they have an e-learning day on Monday. I've been emailing with Bryce Stewart and Dr. Allmeyer, the superintendent. Then the rest of this week are going to be treated as Act of God days, which means official curriculum or learning isn't going to happen necessarily this week. They'll have the whole week to do the e-learning from Monday, and I'm going off of the recent email that I have from there. So the school website will have other up-to-date information. They're on spring break next week, and so they're working forward with how they're going to continue the learning process, I guess.
David, as a leader, and I'm not asking you to predict, but I mean, common sense is telling me these kids are probably done for the year. I don't know that we're going back to school after March 30th. Do you?
I think there's a lot of stuff that a lot of people smarter than I am will have to figure that out. People with expertise in the medical area and education as well. I don't know how easy it is to start back up after you've been out for 2 or 3 weeks or a longer period. I hope it's, we're back to normal as soon as we can, but as soon as we can safely.
Yeah, no doubt. I did want to note, we talked about McAllister's Deli, that they are asking people to take a look at their Facebook page and maybe even call ahead. They can come outside and get it picked up outside, right, the pickup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we tell people that they're following all the rules that were put in place by...
They had asked if just to try and manage the flow,
yes,
if you can call ahead of time and schedule and let them know when you're in the parking lot, they'll bring it out to you.
Okay. What's the general mood? I know it's hard to speak for an entire village, but I mean, these small businesses are going to get crushed, David. We're doing everything we can to try to help people through this and give people ways they can still support it. The kids who are out of school, I mean, psychologically, I don't know what this is. You know, it's got to be very scary for, an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old. I mean, how are the people of Forsyth just hanging together at this point? And just a general consensus of what the feel is there in Forsyth.
I think it's probably kind of the same as everywhere, that neighbors helping out neighbors. I know I've seen some social media posts, some emails just within our specific neighborhood of people reaching out and saying, hey, if there's anybody who's concerned based upon health reasons of going to the grocery store, let me know and I can go get something for you. So that's the kind of stuff that I think makes all of Central Illinois great, because we step up and try and reach out, help other people where we can, and we'll get through this.
I tell you, it's strange. As you were giving that explanation, I received a text from Lindsay that had a picture of toilet paper in it that she found. I mean, this is the new, right? I mean, I don't think this has ever been any way we
can... I don't understand that one, but there's a lot of stuff I don't understand.
But stay calm. There are resources out there. I would also encourage you guys, the United Way was in earlier as part of, of course, with Macon County, this Howard G. Buffett gift, meaning an extra $1 million to our county to deal with this, not only on a food level, but an emergency medical level. That's a great gift, right? I mean, that's $1 million more than any other community in this state is looking at right off the bat.
Yeah, I echo everything that your earlier guest said about Howard's just a great guy and a great influence, to Macon County and beyond Macon County as well. But it's just so grateful to have a resource like that.
All right. And then volunteerism, right? I know you got a lot of people there in Forsyth that, you know, have that spirit. You know, United Way's portal is a great place to point those people to. We're going to need bodies. I mean, you got to be careful about it. And you got to have some common sense. But, you know, Meals on Wheels, some of these things that people's lives depend on are going to get interrupted in the next days and weeks. So anybody there in Forsyth that want to step up and follow the great example of McAllister's Deli, go to the United Way portal.
I'll take that portal link and send it out on my email distribution list.
All right, David, we appreciate it very, very much. And thank you, and keep up the great work. We need leaders like you in a very visible way right now.
I guess the one thing I wanted to mention real quick is, you know, our community room is part of the library building. That room is going to be open today because of the election being held, because that's a polling place for two precincts. But the library itself, the other side of the building, will be closed. So the community room is open as the polling place today. And then we'll go forward with, we're not taking any new reservations for that community room. And anybody who has that reserved for now through the April 30th, we're going to allow them to cancel that reservation and either reschedule for another date or request a refund, but it is open today for the as a polling place.
All right. And then what's the best place for people to find all the information? Is it your social media, your website?
Our social media, our website, we'll try and keep that, both of those, Facebook, Instagram, and the village website. And then I'm going to try and keep putting information out via my email distribution list of people that want to hear from me. So, we'll Forsyth-Illinois.gov is our website. And then you can find us on Facebook and other social media as well.
Dave Wendt, Village of Forsyth trustee. We appreciate it. Stay safe, my friend.